Harper Audio presents Leaving Everything Most Loved by Jacqueline Winspear. Performed by Orla Cassidy. Chapter 1. Romney Marsh, September 1st, 1933. Maisie Dobbs manoeuvred her MG 1428 Tourer into a place outside the bell-shaped frontage of the grand country house. She turned off the engine but remained seated. She needed time to consider her reason for coming to this place before she relinquished the security of her motor car and made her way towards the heavy oak door. The red brick exterior of the building appeared outlined in charcoal, as the occasional shaft of sunlight reflected through graphite grey clouds scudding across the sky. It was a trick of light that added mystery to the flat marshlands extending from Kent into Sussex. The Romney Marsh was a place of dark stories, of smugglers and ghosts and ghouls seen both night and day. And for some years, this desolate place had offered succour to the community of nuns at Camden Abbey. Local cottagers called it the nunnery, or even the convent, not realising that Benedictines, whether male or female, live a monastic life, thus in a monastery, according to the rule of Benedict. It was the abbess whom Maisie had come to see, Dame Constance Charteris. Whether it was for advice that she had made the journey from London, or to have someone she respected bear witness to a confession of inner torment, she wasn't sure. Might she return to her motor car less encumbered, or with a greater burden? Maisie suspected she might find herself somewhere in the middle, the lighter of step for having shared her concerns, but with a task adding weight to the thoughts she carried. She took a deep breath and sighed. "Can't turn around now, can I?" She stepped from the motor car, which today did not have the roof set back, as there was little sun to warm her during the journey from London. Her shoes crunched against the gravel as she walked towards the heavy wooden doors. She rang a bell at the side of the door, and a few moments later a hatch opened, and the face of a young novice was framed against the ancient grain. "I'm here to see Dame Constance," said Maisie. The nun nodded and closed the hatch. Maisie heard two bolts drawn back, and within a moment the door opened with a creaking sound, as if it were a sailing ship tethered to the dock, whining to be on the high seas once more. The novice inclined her head, indicating that Maisie should follow her. The small sitting room had not changed since her last visit. There was the rich burgundy carpet, threadbare in places but still comforting. A mouldering coal fire glowed in the grate, and a wing chair had been set alongside another hatch. Soon the small door would open to reveal a grill with bars to separate the abbess from her visitor, and Dame Constance would offer a brief smile before bowing her head in a prayer. Maisie would in turn bow her head, listen to the prayer, and echo Dame Constance as she said, "Amen." But first, before the abbess could be heard in the room on the other side of the grill, when her long skirts swished against the bare floorboards with a sound that reminded Maisie of small waves drawing back against shingle at the beach, she would offer her own words to any deity that might be listening. She would sit in the chair, calm her breathing, temper her thoughts, and endeavour to channel her mind away from a customary busyness to a point of calm. It was as if she were emptying the vessel so that it could be filled with thoughts that might better serve her. The wooden hatch snapped back, and when Maisie looked up, she was staring directly at Dame Constance. The abbess always seemed beyond age, as if she had transcended the years. Yet Maisie remembered a time when her skin was smoother, her eyes wider, though they never lost an apparent ability to pierce the thoughts of one upon whom her attention was focused. "Maisie, welcome to our humble house. I wonder what brings a woman of such accomplishment to see an old nun." Maisie smiled. There it was, that hint of sarcasm on the edge of her greeting, a putting in place, lest the visitor feel above her station in a place of silent worship. Beneath the accomplishment is the same woman who was once the naive girl you taught, Dame Constance. The abbess smiled. It was what might be called a wry smile, a lifting of the corner of the mouth as if to counter the possibility of a Cheshire cat grin.
Shall we pray first?
Dame Constance allowed no reply, but bowed her head and clasped her hands on the shelf before her, her knuckles almost touching the bars of the grill, separating Maisie and herself. Maisie rested her hands on her side of the same shelf, feeling the proximity of fingers laced in prayer. She recognized the words of Saint Benedict as Dame Constance began.
And let them pray together, so that they may associate in peace.